Okay.
Good to go? All right. Welcome everybody out to the town council meeting, February 4th. First item on the agenda is public comment. That's for any issue that's not, doesn't appear on the agenda that you need to talk to the town council about. Does anybody have anything tonight that they'd like to address the council on? No? Okay. Item number two, business licenses. Okay, we have some renewals, Coleman Trucking, Classic Unit Supply, Wes's Auto Shop, Gold Scope Towing, Computer Nerds, and then we have a couple of new ones, Out West Accounting Tax Service. Randy Upton is the owner. Is that all of them?
And then Julie Givens, Givens Grooming.
They're the ones that showed up.
Is that new? Okay.
Okay. Is there any comment from the council?
Nope.
Okay, entertain a motion?
Well, Julie, could you tell us a little bit about your business, since you're here? What you're gonna be doing, and maybe you'd have employees and...
I've been grooming at TJ Smut Cuts for almost 13 years.
Yeah.
And there's just been some changes in our lives where our health insurance has changed, and so I just have to work less for someone else or invest in myself a little more.
Okay.
So we're just making, trying to make different decisions, and as of right now, it's pretty much just a kind of a family thing that we, you know, my daughter comes and helps me once in a while.
Okay.
Stuff like that, just small. I like to keep it on the small end, so I have time to spend with the dogs and stuff. I get nervous and shaky.
Well, don't be nervous.
I know. I can't talk to people. I talk to people every day, all day long. But yeah, just more on the small side, just kind, you know, kind of thing.
And your hours of operation, have you thought of that?
Just the normal, like, 9 to 6 kind of thing at the...
So how many clients would you be servicing at a time?
For the day, usually...
On site? How many would you have on site during a routine day?
On my normal basis day, for the most part, there's 6 dogs. On a busy, busy day in the summer, sometimes I do 10, 12 at the most, but that's on a crazy day.
That's crazy.
At Mutt Cuts, but yeah. But I'd like to tone it down a little.
Okay. We wish you much success on that.
Thank you.
Do we have any other complaints on anything else, Eric?
No.
Okay.
No complaints on anything else there.
Where's the new accountant gonna be at?
They're also present.
Okay.
Hi, so that's us, so we live up on Crazy Acres.
Okay.
Actually, it's mostly gonna be online. I work at American Fork, travel a lot in spring, so a lot of it's gonna be done, honestly, online in a hotel room where we're traveling, so...
Okay.
Just wanna make sure you're legal and have the business license, so...
So people won't be coming in and out of your house, I mean, for the most part, like...
No, we really don't have a room for them to do that.
Okay.
And so it's not really the intent right now.
Okay.
So are you doing payroll?
Yeah, I mean, we can get into that. I'm an accountant by trade, so I'm really kinda started for a couple of our daughters, so they can stay home, watch kids, and help with the bookkeeping and the taxes. And have something to do there. I've got a few clients right now that I've already been working with for a long time. So we just decided to make it official, see where...
Good.
So...
Okay, any other comments from the council? Other questions? Entertain a motion?
Make a motion to accept the business licenses renewals.
Do you have a motion? Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's all of us. There's only three of us.
Yeah.
Mayor, I forgot to excuse him. He's over at CDBG Grant, public hearing right now, so he'll be joining us in just a little while.
Keep it going, we might be done.
That's right.
Okay,
the next item on the agenda is approval of annual resolution 2019-2-4A. This resolution's dealing with the, what we talked about, the extension of building permits. Okay, so I'll go ahead and read that. It's a resolution to adopt a modified building permit extension. It will, the purpose is to extend the existing building permit to accommodate permit holders to complete their project. Whereas Daniel Town Council, as duly elected governing body of the town of Daniel in the capacity and duty to care for public safety and health of our constituents, does hereby adopt a modified fee schedule for extending current building permits. Utah statute is Title 10 that allows the town the authority to do that. The town of Daniel encourages the completion of projects, and so doing has adopted this resolution to extend to permits, building permits on a limited basis. Associated with this extension is a modified fee schedule of 10% per year, plus the adjusted current fees up to 5 years. This will allow one-year extension from the time the fees are paid to complete the current permits. Any comment on that? Does that sound like what we had?
Yeah, that's what we had. The 5 years is kind of throwing me though, but that's what we said.
Yeah, we went through two cycles is what we talked about.
That's right, got it.
So I entertain a motion?
I make a motion to approve resolution DR 2019-2-4A, a resolution to adopt a modified building permit extension.
Okay, have a motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, call for the vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We're working good tonight.
We are.
You're on a roll.
Okay, that'll take us to item number four, planning department report violations and enforcement. You have a, in your packet there, you have a planning report. Do you have any questions on that? Thank you, Mary.
There's a, the irrigation meeting is on Wednesday, I believe.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
This Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know if we have a representative from the town going to that. We own 17 shares, I believe.
I'll be there.
Well, I'll be there.
We'll be there.
Okay. They'll be talking about this adjudication that's going on. Slowly making its way to the Heber Valley, so they've started in Salt Lake, they came around the point of the mountain, they're working their way through Provo, and then they'll probably be up here probably by December of this year.
Okay.
So we'd be looking at making sure that if your neighbors aren't watering, they need to get watering. They need to show beneficial use, that's what, that'll be the criteria, so.
So we just need to water as much as we can?
Use your water.
As much as you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take as much as you're allowed.
Yeah.
They'll take an aerial photo and they'll look at it and they'll say, you got this much water, this many acre feet, and you're only doing this many acres. That will go back to the state, because they own the water, we only own the right to use it, so.
Okay.
That'll be. Now, there is a municipalities, there is a clause in there that we can hold so much for future growth. We may have to have the engineering company put a number with that.
Okay.
That shows our future growth and what percentage we're able to hold on to, but there is a clause for that, that they won't, it's, and especially if the problem may become that we haven't switched it over for use for culinary, and And so we may have to file a change of use that will make it more secure, but as that gets closer, we'll have to look at that.
Hopefully everyone will work together and get started on that sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
So if we have more shares than what we use, can you lease them out or as long to other people so they're getting used? Is that the best way to?
If you have extra ones, as long as you can prove beneficial use, then that covers you on those. So yeah, absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be on the same property?
No, doesn't have to be on it at all. And they said beneficial use proof is a lease that you lease to somebody else.
As long as the water's being used in Daniels, they can't do nothing, right?
Well, I don't know, they can't do that. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Because Eric, I read something too, that they were starting to look at metering too for the irrigation for individuals, but then that was put away for tables right now.
Well, that's, the state legislature's had that on, that voted on that for the last 2 years. And so I'm sure it'll be back. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it'll be back on there. And that's how that's gonna come down is they'll start. That's exactly how it'll be, but they'll make you run it through a meter, but they'll still look at your overall rate in this adjudication. The meter is actually a separate issue.
So how many gallons is a share or how do you know?
Yeah, Daniel irrigation is up.
260,000
gallons per share, something like that.
So they say you need 4.3 shares per acre of Daniel irrigation says.
4.3, okay, all right.
If that helps.
And if you have more, that's okay, but just use it.
Well, that's what they'll look at. If you don't, if you're not using, if you have more than 4.3 per acre, that's jeopardy to be taken.
But if you're using it, not.
If you're using more than 4.3 on that acre, it's in jeopardy.
Really?
Yes. Because they calculate that's what it takes to do the acre. If you're using more than you're overwatering, in their eyes, that's not beneficial use.
So there's a happy medium there.
Yeah, so you wanna be as close to that number as you can be.
4.3 shares per acre.
That's the Daniel irrigation.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, a lot of shares.
Yeah, but I mean, for 1 acre, that's leaving water 24 hours a day.
No, I don't think that. Years ago, when
we only have three shares.
When they started doing that.
Using like once a week, so we get 24.
Doing that deal between,
Some more too.
They were talking about.
Because of the wheel line, the way I'm turning it, I need it to keep running. Because the way I turn my wheel line, I need it to keep going. I needed more shares.
Well, that was actually the city.
4.3 times 4 is only 16 shares.
City shares.
I know, but I wouldn't have been able to run that wheel line the way that I had it, so I had to buy more shares.
Legislature got it and said, wait a minute. They told, that was Ken Jones that was questioned in charge then. They told him, you can't go after municipalities. That's when they put that isolation in place. But that was prior and they did take those municipal shares out there. And so that's when the legislature stepped in and told the state engineer that he couldn't do that. Municipalities have that for future growth, so. I don't think they gave it back, but I don't think they can do it anymore.
Yeah.
Again, if the legislature meets, they could do it again, I mean, if they decide to, so. That's why it's important to be on top of the legislators too.
So much to do, so little time.
Yes. Okay, February 21st, the interlocal meeting at the Heber City Chambers. This is all the local governments. They all meet together and talk about valley-wide things. Earlier in the day, they'll meet and we'll talk about interlocal planning.
What time?
That will be at 7:00 and it's on the bottom of your report.
7:00 in the morning or 7:00?
Here on the bottom of your report.
Evening or?
Evening.
Evening, okay.
So that's a good meeting. There's a lot goes on there. If you're free, you ought to go to that. That's a good one. Okay, any other questions or comments on the planning report?
No.
Okay. That will take us to item number 5, Daniel Municipal Water. Any items for the water company? I think Gary's working tonight. You got anything, Shelley?
Bills are going out late because we have another glitch with our system. So if the mayor gets called, sorry. Other than that, no, we've done good.
Not golf, but it's on the Daniels irrigation meeting. It's Wednesday, I believe.
It is, correct.
Yeah, that's what she said, it was Wednesday. Okay. So we, like Shelley.
Oh, and I do have training this month. I am leaving for training that you guys approved. So I'll be gone the last week in February for the whole week down in St. George. Yes, hopefully.
As long as you're back by that Monday.
I won't be.
All right.
Oh, I will be back by that.
Don't enjoy yourself too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, training, a lot of fun there.
Yeah.
Lots of fun there.
Are you getting to go down there too?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am actually there the week before for weed conference.
Oh.
For the noxious weed conferences the week before, so. Yep, I'll come back with more knowledge too. Bigger weed list probably.
I was down there last week, the conference room was warm and, you know, that's about all I saw.
That's it, that's usually what you get to see.
I heard it was really nice outside too.
That's all you get to see. Okay, item number, anything else on Daniel? We good there? Item number six, Storm Haven Water. Okay, I handed you out a sheet for Storm Haven Water. Ryan's gonna explain this and then I'll get a motion from you.
So, quick review, we got our CDBG grant almost a year ago now. It was actually a year ago tonight we were applying for it. Got awarded sometime in about September. Long story on why we're here tonight and not here a few months ago. Nonetheless, we're here, finally. We got three bids for the well. This is part one of two to do the work. So the grant, small problem, grant's $330,000 plus or minus. The low bid is $346,000. And then they go up from there. Part of that was that we had to put our engineer's estimate together back in 2017 to file to go through the whole process to get to here. We underestimated how rapidly things were increasing in price. The good news is, I think, I was just on the phone on my way over here with everybody involved, the designer of the well, and then the apparent low bidder. I think we can negotiate a change order to get us down to at least the grant monies, if not maybe a little bit below, which will save us a few dollars for part two, where we have to put a pump in the well and actually connect it to the existing system. So, I guess I can open up for questions, but I guess maybe I should start with the motion I need, and then you can ask the questions before we can get to there or make a different motion.
Okay.
Is we've previously approved funds to go after the CDBG grant, and we've previously had public hearings and lots of motions about this. It was just so long ago, I think we've all forgotten. I don't need any more money tonight, but I would like a motion to award the project to Allen Lang to drill the well, with the understanding that I'm going to negotiate a change order that will get us at or under the grant funds.
So moved.
Or you could ask lots of questions, but I'll take it.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table. Is there a second?
Let me just think for a minute. So do you think that you can get them to come down to 330?
Yes, from 371.
So what was this 346? Is this from?
Great question. So,
Before we get out of it, will you second that?
I'll second it.
Thank you. I have now discussion on the motion.
Okay.
Great question. So the apparent low bidder changed my unit quantities so that I didn't have apples to apples. When he changed his unit quantities, his bid comes out to 372,860.
Okay,
to put this bid tab together, I can't have drillers changing quantities on me. It makes life hard. So I change them back and use his unit quantities. When I do that, his price drops to $346,460. Either way, he's the apparent low bidder. The reason comes in the drilling techniques, and that's part of where we're going to negotiate on our change order. The other part we're gonna negotiate on is depth. Right now, we had wanted to go to 500 feet, which we think is the depth we need to produce all the water we could ever want up there. Our thoughts now are maybe we go to 350 or 400 feet, get the water we need now, and we'll build the well in such a way that it can be expanded at a later date. I hate to do that, but I hate to not use this money and not move forward more than I hate to have to do a well in two parts.
Good 400.
So tell them where you think the water is.
We think, using the existing well is at, the water level is about 60 feet. We're moving up the hill a little bit, so we think we're gonna find water between 80 and 100 feet is our static water level. So we believe that by going to 300 feet, we'll have 300 or 400 feet, we'll have 200 or 300 feet of saturated thickness, which is a lot more now, a lot more than the existing well. The existing well has 40 feet on a good day, and we're talking about 200 to 300 feet. So it'll be a lot better well. We're also under a consent order from the EPA that says we're gonna have this well up and running by July.
So will we be able to do this?
I think so, yeah. So I think I can get this down. I think I can get this part done on the grant monies. I think we'll be back and asking for, you know, a little bit of cash. I don't think I can get the new pump and the piping yet without asking for some more help. But I think we can get the well drilled.
Piping to the tank? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the 50 feet of piping or 100 feet of piping from the new well that we're gonna drill into the existing tank and water system.
How big a pipe is that?
It's small. It's going to be a 3 to 4 inch.
Oh, okay.
It's the cost of the excavation, not the cost of the pipe.
Yep.
I'll buy the pipe, but that won't help much.
I hear you.
Get your shovel.
Don't put it above ground. It'll break it.
The most expensive part will be the well pump, and I'm discussing and working through, can we take the one out of the well we have now and just use, you know, can I just move the well pump from one well to the other? And you know, does the cost of pulling the pump and resetting the pump offset, you know, or am I actually money ahead, or am I better off leaving that pump where it is and just buying another one? Because we're not in the high capacity, really expensive pump category. We're in the basically large domestic well category. So you can spend more picking pumps up and putting them back in than you do just buying a new one. And while I like to save money and I'd really like to get this project done without asking for any more town funds, I don't want to put in a used pump that's going to go bad in 2 years and have to come back out anyway.
What happens to that well? When the new one takes over, is it left? Is it?
Right now, the plan is to leave it. The Division of Drinking Water wants us to disconnect it so that it's not a viable source. And once I'm confident the new well is working well, we can do that.
Okay.
It's part of why I'd like to have two pumps, because I'd really like to be able to run both of them for a time period while we transition, and I built confidence that the new well works like it's supposed to.
Here you go.
Do we have an anticipated start date?
In the specs, I gave them anywhere between now, as soon as we award it, and the end of May, early June. And so we brought that to the contractor. That was part of the way I tried to get costs down, was I tried to give them flexibility in their schedule. It sounds like the winning bidder would like to get in and get out sooner rather than later, which we fully support, because that gives me more time to get our consent order deadline.
Okay. Yeah, that will be good.
So if we can get this awarded soon enough, I may have to go push it out a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table to award it to Lang Equipment and a change order to try and get that down to our original funding. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that what we have? Okay. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. There you go.
Thank you.
No, thank you. That's a lot of work.
This has been one of the longer, more frustrating processes, but I'm glad we're here.
Anything else? Okay. Item number 7, approval of the council meeting minutes, January 7th. Everybody had a chance to review them. Any corrections or additions? Mine have already been included. You don't have any, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Okay.
January 7th.
Okay, I have a motion, is there a second?
I second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second, any discussion? Seeing none, call for the vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, minutes are approved. Coroner's office. Mary.
He's got to change the date on this up here.
What's that?
It's got 2018.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Five phone.
Stuck in the wrong year. Okay, at the last minute, we did get a Wasatch County Public Works bill for snow removal for $5,924. That is not included on the warrants.
They come down my road like 10 times, 10 of snows, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Move those now.
Either complain because they come too much or not enough?
No, I don't want to complain at all, but I mean, it really was a lot. I mean, it was a lot.
Well, they lay down the salt early this, was it yesterday morning?
Yeah, with the 4-day storm coming in, they tried to get some.
Yeah, trying to keep up, yeah, keep it out of it, that's good.
Where our guy keeps our road very clean for $5,000 a month. Okay, go ahead.
So with approval, I'd like to have that included. Okay, Comcast.
So we're just writing that right on the snow removal line?
Yeah.
$5,924?
Correct. Comcast office phone, $101.84. DNA half dozen, Office Space 200. We didn't get anything from Smith and Harvickson. Computer Nerds, $225. Utah Local Government Trust was our work comp audit, $1,471.28. Central Utah Recorders, it's our annual $100. Okay, TO Planning, so we remember last month, we didn't have the bills prior, so this month we are doubled. So for November, December, planning, $270. December to January, $410. Engineering from November to December, $225.50. Testing, there was nothing. NEFs, $445. Bangerters, $372.50. McCombs, $329.50. McCombs for the prior, $164.75. Calls, $500.50. Simus, $200.50. Baird's, $702.50. Baird's for the current, $90. And then engineering for December and January, $392.50 total, $6,198.37. Eric's payroll hours, and then Wasatch County, which we're going to include. Council, and then commission payrolls, total $13,832.17. Daniel Municipal Water, monthly data charge for CenturyLink, $47.75. Heber Light and Power, $314.48. Chemtech Ford, $20, that's just the regular, and then there was the nitrate for $21. Mountain Land for a waste key, $26.31. TO Engineering, again, this one's engineering for November, December for $340. Sampling, $45. Engineering for December, January, $195. And then sampling for $640. $1,649.54. And then payroll for a total of $2,506.34. Stormhaven Water, monthly charge, $907 for Dominion Energy. Heber Light and Power, $191.83. Chemtech Ford testing for $40. TO, again, December to January is $1,127.50. Sampling for $225. Engineering for November, December, $1,627.50 for a total of $3,220.90. Payroll, and the total, $3,409.60.
So the reason the TNO overlaps, they go on the 15th. So you see that show up twice.
I'm going on the 15th so that we get invoices to Mary by the end of the month. And then you have them as current as possible for this meeting. Unfortunately, in December, somebody went on vacation and we forgot to get them out, so we've got to do this.
valid in for any hours?
Only for Storm Haven. Or maybe it was just for Daniel, sorry. Only Daniel, none for Storm Haven.
Okay. Any questions? None, I'll entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
With the addition?
With the addition.
Thank you.
Of the $5,924 for snow plow.
I make the motion to approve the warrants for January 2019 to include the snow removal of $5,924.
Have a motion, is there a second? Have a motion and a second, any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, call for the vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Anything else, Mary? You happy? Okay. I know the mayor wanted to go into closed session, talk about our lawsuits, and he's more up to date on them than I am, so I think we can probably skip over that tonight, unless you guys wanna do that. If we don't see a need to go into closed session, I'll take a motion for number 10.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn tonight's meeting.
Okay, I have a motion, is there a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Wait, not me!
We stand.